Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And it all started when Geno Smith didn't write back. That's when it started.
Yeah. Okay, step into the mind of a young boy genius, telling you what's going on in stadiums and arenas. We talking the NFL, we talking the NBA, we talking about the biggest sports news of the day. Got a favorite athlete or team that you're thinking? Well, let's put it to the test and see where Royce ranks them. And listen, man, I could go on and on, but let's get into it featuring his co-host Dom. Sit back, relax, and welcome to the pod, and let me introduce everybody to Royce's Thoughts. Yeah.
All right. It is that time of the week again where we record an episode of a podcast called
Royce's Thoughts.
Moved by
Moving with Martis.
Wanna actually give a quick get well soon. Sean Martis with Moving with Martis. Had a little procedure done today, so we're wishing him the best in his speedy recovery, as we've always appreciated all he does to support us in this podcast. So we need him back healthy quick so he can not only continue to listen, but never know. Maybe we should look at getting him and his thoughts on the podcast one of these days, because apparently he's got a lot of thoughts. He's a Colts season ticket holder, a Red season ticket holder, a Kentucky football season ticket holder, apparently. So he's seen a lot of bad sports this year. So maybe he's got some thoughts on who the next Colts head coach could be. All right. So as always, I am your co-host, Dom, sitting across from the namesake himself,
Royce.
A quick production note. We are still not filming. I'm going to be honest. I just didn't do what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to bring home this piece of equipment so we could switch everything. And I just did not do it. Okay. I didn't do it. But I'll do it soon. And we'll get it together. We've also figured out that we have to rearrange basically the entire basement for us to get our studio together.
Yep.
That's going to be a little bit of a project. Not going to lie to you. Especially because, you know, I'm still kind of on one knee or one leg over here. But we'll make it work. All right. So listen, it is Tuesday, January 10th, and we are recording the day after Monday, January 9th, which has some significance because of the national championship game that happened yesterday. But before we get into that, Royce, how you doing?
Yes.
Just a yes?
I is doing good.
Nothing great? Nothing bad.
I'm doing good.
Just good. Okay. Second week of the year, treating you well?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So here's the deal. A lot happened last weekend. Mm-hmm. Or I guess up until Monday. We decided a national champion. The NFL playoffs were set. DeMar Hamlin is back home in Buffalo after being released from the hospital in Cincinnati. Basketball is happening. Donovan Mitchell plays Utah tonight. And college basketball, college hoops is rocking.
He got a standing ovation in Utah.
Did he really? Mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah.
I guess they realized that he wasn't the problem.
Yeah, and the problem is that they should relocate their team because...
Well, that too, but...
Who's playing in Utah?
But, you know, everybody was like, is it Donnie or is it Rudy Gobert? And look what happened to Rudy. People don't even know where he is.
Minnesota.
I know you do, but normal people don't. He's not been good, right?
Minnesota hasn't been good.
Yeah, but how about him?
Him? I haven't seen anything.
Right. So what do you want to get into first? I'll let you choose because normally I'd be like, oh, let's talk about college football, but
I think we should talk about college football first.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, why don't you get it over with?
So, listen, can we talk about college football longer than TCU was in the game yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Maybe.
Got about 4 minutes and go. What happened? Tell the people what happened.
Well, TCU and Georgia played a football game. See who won the national championship. Well, Georgia played a football game. See who won the national championship. And then Georgia won because they were the only ones who showed up at the game. It was like, it was a blowout. It was so bad. It was 65-7.
It was the largest margin of defeat in any bowl game in history.
Yes.
Any bowl game. So we're talking everything from the Gasparilla Nerf Bowl to the Cheez-It Bowl to the other Cheez-It Bowl to the Orange Bowl to the Sugar Bowls to whatever bowls. The largest margin of defeat in any bowl game in history. And it just happened to be for the national championship. It was 65-7, right? Mm-hmm. Georgia could have put up 80.
Yeah.
If they wanted to.
They went on for it on 4th and 5, up 45 points.
I was watching the game and I didn't even realize they did it. Like, the game was over. Like, right. So that's crazy. If I remember correctly, though, like, it was, they were in kind of no man's land anyway. It's like, do you punt? Should they have punted? Probably. Should TCU have not given up 55 straight points? Probably. Royce, at halftime, it was 38-7. When did you turn off the game?
When it was 24-7.
Okay.
I quit watching.
It was 38-7 at halftime. Okay. Georgia had 38 plays that they had run at that point. So at halftime, 38 plays. So they were averaging 1 point per play, which is in football, that's absurd. Okay. So 1 point per play. Then if you take the play breakdown, they ran 38 plays. They scored on 6 of those plays. So now you're down to 32 plays that they ran where they did not score. Of those 32 plays, they had 19 first downs in the first half, which means they ran more plays for first downs than they didn't for not first downs in the first half. Royce, it was a complete and total beatdown.
Sounds like a good time.
What did I say on the podcast last week? Can you tell the people? Come on. What did I say?
Oh, yeah. You said, like, so the other games, they were very close and they were very good games. And so you said that this one was not going to be that.
Correct. And I didn't think it was going to be that bad. I don't think anybody did. I guess you could say hats off to TCU. You know, they played a great season. They had a great season. I mean, listen, anytime you go, what are they, 14-1, I guess? 14-2? 13-2.
13.
You got to applaud that. And they ran into a buzzsaw. I think this is what's sad. I think because of Ohio State, Georgia was like, oh, snap, we can still lose to these teams, even though we're better than everybody else in the country. We're not going to let that happen. Mm-hmm. And yeah, sorry, TCU. They just took it out on you. Golly. All right. There's nothing we can say other than what we've already said. Mm-hmm. So let's do a quick hypothetical. I pulled up Georgia's schedule for 23. They don't play Alabama. They don't play. Basically, the toughest team is Tennessee.
Looks like 14-1 because they're losing to Tulane in the national championship.
I mean, seriously, will Georgia lose a game in 2023? the year, the calendar year 2023.
No, I don't think so. Well, see, it depends because Stetson Bennett is no longer the quarterback. So who's the quarterback?
The backup came in yesterday, and I'm not going to lie, he looked... Now, listen, TCU still had their starters in, but they were morally defeated, so I feel like you could have gone in at quarterback and completed some passes yesterday. But apparently this dude's a stud. It's so, Georgia.
They're not losing again 2023, but they'll lose.
To TCU? Again. Or to Tulane in the national championship. Even though Tulane probably won't make it to the national championship.
Says you.
I mean, if this were 2024 and we started that 12-team playoff, I'm all in. Okay, so next hypothetical. Who is your national champion for next year? Way too early to pick. Oh, you just said Tulane.
Tulane.
All right.
Duh.
All right. Duh.
The green wave.
Should they...
Well, I don't know if Georgia's going to make it to the national championship. I think TCU's going to be back and be better next year. And I think it'll be the Horned Frogs and the Green Wave and the national championship.
TCU's coming back?
Yeah.
First of all, whoever the quarterback is, he's not coming back. I was just joking
because they have funny names.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I think it'll be Georgia and whoever else wants to play Georgia.
What if they three-peat?
That'd be funny.
It'd be incredible.
Georgia and Alabama.
So Pat McAfee, love him. He was on their College Game Day. They do a slimmed down version of College Game Day, and before the game, they're going through their picks. Well, guess who the coach or guess who the guest was? They didn't do a guest picker. They just had a guest personality.
Nick Saban.
It was Nick Saban. And there were a couple things where people were talking about Georgia and their dominance in college football like Nick Saban wasn't there.
Yep. It was David Pollack, actually.
Well, go ahead.
He said they have just completely taken over college football.
If you're Nick Saban, you're like, What do you do about it?
Deion Sanders was also there.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Recruiting. by the way, Rudy Gobert averaging 31 minutes a game, 14 points per game, 11 rebounds. He was 15-14 last year. So he's...
Look at his advanced stats.
Yeah, please. You can do the advanced stats. While you do that, I'm going to wrap up this college football segment. I called it, you want to see a better game than we got. I thought Georgia would stretch the lead in the second half. I did not think it was going to be a complete domination basically from the start. I was disappointed that they didn't go for 70 at the end of the game, just because I wanted to see that. Even though if I were a parent of a kid on the other team, I would have been just dejected, but it be what it is. With that being said, what's your analysis of the Rudy Gobert situation?
Well, the Timberwolves suck because his plus minus is minus 49, which is very not good.
Jesus.
So I think that the Timberwolves are just really bad.
Minus
I think
49.
That they actually have gotten worse since the Rudy Gobert trade.
Right.
It's just my personal opinion.
Interesting. Well, with that, are we good on college football?
Yep.
Until August of 2023. I mean, we'll talk about it every now and then. Louisville football is racking up transfers and signees. So Louisville might be legit relevant next year, which is so exciting for me. But other than that, I don't really got nothing else. Thank you for a good year. College football. It was fun. Before we move any further, let's give a shout out to our title sponsor, Moving with Martis, because as always, there's never been a better time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate. And I keep saying, as always, what we really need to do is just get an updated read from him. But that being said, If you need a house, if you need to buy a house, if you want to sell a house, if you need to get rental property, if you want to sell your rental property, if you just need land, or you want to sell your land, or if you need your house appraised, or you want to, that there's no opposite of that, then you should call Move In with Martis. Sean and his team, they will do a wondrous job taking care of you. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you. He cares. That's just what you can say. He cares. And it makes a difference when the person that's doing maybe the biggest purchase that you've ever made or the biggest amount of money that you're ever going to make. You want somebody who cares. So that being said, you should give him a call or email him or call him or text him or whatever. But you can find all of that information out by going to his website, which is movingwithmartis.com. And Martis is spelled M-A-R-D-I-S, movingwithmartis.com. We always appreciate Sean and team for everything they do for the podcast. With that, what do you want to talk about next?
I don't care.
What about... I think you should go in reverse order of the NFL weekend, starting with the Lions and Packers game.
Starting with the Lions and the Packers game?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you see, the Lions and the Packers played, right? If the Packers win, the Packers go to the playoffs. This is a very big deal. If the Lions win, the Packers don't go to the playoffs. And so, here we are. It's a very, very tight matchup. The Lions and the Packers. And it's like, it's very boring. Boring game until like the, I don't know. Probably like fourth quarter. I don't know. But it's a very boring game. And then Detroit, just like, they get like Detroit, you know? I don't even know. But they like start running trick plays and stuff and whatnot, and Detroit beat the Packers, and the Packers aren't going to the playoffs, and Detroit's also not going to the playoffs, but the Packers also aren't going to the playoffs, and Detroit is better than Green Bay. So that was that game.
Before we move on from that game, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Maybe the greatest interview in all of football took place after the game. If you haven't watched the Lions, if you didn't watch the Lions Packers game live, or you just did what a lot of people do is just turn it straight off once it's settled, you missed a gem. So Jamal Williams, I'll set the scene for you. Jamal Williams, a running back for the Lions, who now holds their single season touchdown record over one Barry Sanders. Which, by the way, I'm struggling something. Let's put a pin in this thought, because the thought is, should 17 game records count versus the 16 game records? Okay, all right, moving on. We'll come back to that. But Jamal Williams started his career for the Packers, played 4 years in Green Bay. Really big Aaron Rodgers fan, Jamal Williams is, and he had this. Should we just play it?
Sure.
Let's just play it. Sure. It's like a minute and 28 seconds. Let's just play it.
Here, Jamal, you set the franchise record. You broke Barry Sanders' record. What does that mean to you?
My great-grandfather died on me. I'll just dedicate this to him. I'm just proud. I'm just grateful to do this for him. My grandfather, he was 92, but I'm just grateful for him to be in my life, and I'm grateful to be able to play football. Can't do this for him. So there's a lot of memories, a lot of emotion happening right now, but I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to be able to play this game for my great grandfather, and I'm glad that he's looking down on me. I know.
Okay, I'm gonna pause it for a second, because at this point, like, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, like Jamal Williams, like, this is so heartfelt, and like my like loss, like, oh my, like, tears a little bit. And I'll say this, if you don't know anything else about Jamal Williams, he's an eccentric guy. He's also the same guy that doesn't own a TV, he says. He lives to play football and Pokemon. Like, that's his thing. He is a great thing. And you even got to watch his intro for the game. like the Sunday night intro. Like he does like a call out to Naruto. So at this point, you're like, man, this is amazing. But watch what happens.
I'm making him proud.
You said this ball's for him?
Yeah, this is for him. Another thing, stop playing us, man. We the Detroit Lions. We the Detroit Lions. Stop playing with us. I don't even watch TV, but I heard everybody already picked the Packers over us. Stop playing with us. That's all I gotta say, man. Don't let these tears fool you. It's all dog around this mug. I'm good.
Former Packer right here. I saw you talking to Eric.
Okay, so now you're like, okay. Now he just went straight, like, to quote the young kids, he went straight gangster. Like, he just went, like, he was like, a straight dog around here, okay? So then you get the follow-up question.
Aaron Rodgers for quite a bit after. What'd you guys say?
Man, I just appreciate him for my first 4 years in the league of just showing me how to be a professional. Love you too, brother. Just showing me how to be a professional and just showing me how the league works and, you know, how to go about your business the right way. So I just gave him his appreciation of just showing me as a vet. Yeah.
All right. Can you describe the emotional roller coaster that we just went on?
Yeah, I felt like it was like three different interviews. It's like, oh, that sucks. Oh, okay. All right. It's like, I don't know. It was a great interview.
I mean, it was a great interview. Like, he went through three legit different sets of emotion. Sorrow, loss, whatever. Straight just, like, energy, dog. To humble and thankful. Like, what? All right. It was great. It was great. Great way to cap off a week 18 schedule. Okay. So then the game immediately preceding this game. What happened?
Well, it was the Seahawks and the Rams. The Seahawks, if they won, they go to the playoffs. But if they won and Detroit won, then the Seahawks go to the playoffs. All right. So, you know, it's also a very boring game. I will say until like the fourth quarter. And then here we are. We're going. It's the fourth quarter. Here's the attempt to win the game. There's like 4 seconds. If he makes it, the game is over and the Seahawks win. If he misses it, we go to overtime. He kicks it and he misses. And so then we go to overtime and then the Seahawks have the ball and then we go like a 3-and-out and it's terrible. And now the Rams have the ball, and if the Rams just score at all, they win. And so then, like, Baker Mayfield just, like, chucks it downfield on one play, and it's intercepted by Quandre Diggs. He takes it back a little bit, and he, like, kind of points at the Rams sideline. And then we drive down the field, and then we have another shot at the game-winning field goal, and this time we make it, and the Seahawks win. And since the Lions win, after that, the Seahawks go to playoffs.
So, I'm going to be honest. I got to enjoy watching you watch the Seahawks game. I got to see the sheer panic that you all are going to lose. I got to see the sheer excitement that you all might win. I got to see the sheer disgust that you didn't win. Then I got to see the sheer angst when you thought you were gonna lose, to the sheer joy that you had when you intercepted it, to the sheer relief that you experienced once you won the game. I would say that was an accurate description of all the emotions that we got to watch you go through. And all of this plays into one huge thing. This Saturday at 4:30, the Seahawks now play the 49ers, my 49ers, for the third time this year, which I'm going to be honest with you. If you had to ask me my order of opponents I did not want to play, because coming in, there was a chance once the Eagles won, which Giants, come on, get better effort. They almost won, though. But start somebody, and they probably would have beat the Eagles, and then the 49ers are number one seed, and then I would have, whatever. Here's the thing. I did not want to play the Detroit Lions. They're hot. They won 7 of their last 8, like 8 of 10. I just didn't want to do that. I did not feel good about the Lions. They were just as hot as the 49ers were, but no one cared. Then it's the Packers. Just because Aaron Rodgers. You just never know what he's going to do. Most of the time, the 49ers own, well, technically the 49ers do own, like, Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. It's kind of weird. Don't want to go there. Hopefully, it's not a thing. I don't want to come back. Those words to bite me. I don't think he's going to be Packer next year anyway. Doesn't matter. And then I would have rather play the Seahawks the most. We're familiar with them. We swept the NFC West this year. But there's a caveat. I don't like playing a team 3 times. I just don't. In any sport. Well, baseball is different. But, like, whenever there's like, oh, you got to play the team the 3rd time. I don't like it in college basketball. I don't like it in football. I definitely don't like it in football. So, we're not going to pick the game yet because I put that in your pick segment. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say, Well, I want to ask you, how do you feel about the game without revealing your pick? How do you feel about the game?
Hey, look, some teams don't get to make the playoffs, all right? I'm grateful for where we're at right now. I will leave it at that. I'm grateful that we have this opportunity.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. The 49ers started slow versus the Cardinals, and then we just rolled 38-13. It's the Cardinals. They started like David Blau or something, the Purdue, former Purdue quarterback. They ain't have nobody playing in J.J. Watt's last game. So other than that, that's pretty much the story of the NFC West. Because, you know, hey, we got 2 teams in. I think you predicted that the Seahawks would make the playoffs at the beginning of the year.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm just kidding. You definitely did not.
I might have said like 3-ish wins.
Yeah, we definitely said, you definitely said that it, yeah, you just did. I think you are going to be good. So Gino's in. Gino got like $1 million mm-hmm. in bonuses. He's made all of his bonus pay this year, which is crazy. Here's what I want to talk about for a couple minutes. Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills game. Do you want to set the scene?
I've already said all the scenes. You should set the scene.
Okay. All right. So the scene is as such. Damar Hamlin, if you've been under a rock, then go Google it. That's all I can say. Don't Google the hit, but just Google what happened to Damar Hamlin and how the entire world came together and prayed and showed incredible faith and resilience to actually, I mean, it was honestly a unifying moment for the country, which is kind of nice as a older person than you. I still like consider myself young, but I'm not young compared to you. To see the country not so divisive for a little bit. Didn't matter if you're black, brown, blue, orange, purple, whatever. Everybody was focused on the well-being of an individual. That hasn't happened a lot in your lifetime. That being said, the Bills, they play the Patriots. Okay, so division game. The Bills need to win to secure, it's technically the 2 seed, but because they didn't play a game and NFL came out with all these different rules, if the Bills won and the Chiefs won, then they can play a neutral site AFC championship game. So the Bills needed to win so they didn't have to go on the road for the AFC championship. Well, they're going to go on the road, but not a true home away game. Patriots need a win. If the Patriots win, they're in the playoffs. Right? Wasn't that it? Mm-hmm. If the Patriots won, they were in the playoffs? Okay. So important game. So it's in Orchard Park, which is Buffalo, where, you know, they play and go back. It's opening kickoff, 1:00. Patriots line up to kick it to the Buffalo Bills. Ball's in the air. Naeem Hines for the Bills catches it and promptly returns it all the way back for a touchdown. And I'll tell you what, there's a moment where you're like, that was divine. Like that was something way bigger than anything else that can happen that, you know, man can do. Well, that's one of those moments in sports, right? Where you're like, I mean, come on. Like, DeMar Hamlin was finally, he had FaceTimed with the team. He was tweeting about it. He had actually tweeted before that he was watching the game from the hospital room in Cincinnati. And then they run the opening kickoff back. And then on top of that, they run another kickback in the game. The Patriots had gone like 227 games without only giving up two kick returns in the entire 227 games. And the Bills did two in the one same game. Needless to say, Bills won pretty handily. All is right in the world, and I need it to all be right in the world because I don't want to play a Bills team in the Super Bowl if the 49ers are lucky enough to make it. Because if they do, I think the Bills, if the Bills just get there, I think they're going to win it all. So I need the Bills not to get there for the sake of my team. Now, if 49ers lose somehow, then go Bills.
Somehow.
I'm just saying, they can lose. They can lose. I just don't want them to.
Isn't that like how everything goes?
Well, yes. But does that not make sense? Listen, you've heard of Team of Destiny, right? Team of Destinies?
Yeah, Seahawks, obviously.
Uh-huh. Okay, of all the teams that are in the playoffs right now, all 14 teams, which one would you classify as maybe a Team of Destiny?
Probably Bills.
They're playing for something so much bigger. I don't want to face that. I don't have... Anybody got time for that? Like, I don't want to face that. Anyway, that was really cool. Other stuff that happened, the Bengals beat the Ravens.
The Ravens were starting their third string quarterback.
Yeah, they were starting me at quarterback. I don't know. I mean, whatever. So, anyway, the matchup set. So, I think with that, we should move right to the newest segment that we have in Royce's Thoughts, which is Royce Picks 'Em. But before we pick the next games, I want to review last week's picks because you have a theme that's going on here. If I can find it. You have a theme that's going on here. You like to go 3-5.
It's almost like I said last week, I might go 3-5 again this week.
You sure did. So last week you picked Georgia and TCU. You picked TCU somehow.
I picked TCU.
No, you picked Georgia. You got that one right.
Why did you let me do that?
Eagles, Giants. You picked the Giants, which made sense because Jalen Hurts at the time was. Yeah. You probably should have been allowed to amend that pick, but it is what it is.
3-5.
Browns, Steelers. You picked the Browns. Steelers won pretty easy. Ravens, Bengals. You picked the Bengals. And Titans, Jags. You picked the Jags. Titans are terrible. They are so bad. I know they have their quarterback, and it's fine. It is what it is. So, this week.
Also had their third string quarterback.
They did. But Josh Dobbs, man, he played better than Tannehill a lot. Definitely. Can you really call Malik Willis a second string quarterback?
Yeah.
They started Josh Dobbs when he'd been on the team for 17 days over Malik Willis. So, there's something to be said about that. Okay. Anyway, so, this week. I'm going to give you an extra pick, so you can't go 3-5 this week. You can't. I just want you to pick all six matchups.
All right.
In the playoffs. In the Super Wild Card weekend. Starting with Seattle at the 49ers. I know. I just have to ask you.
Obviously, Seattle.
And if you weren't a Seattle fan, who'd you pick?
I probably picked the Buffalo Bills.
Got it. Chargers at Jags.
Chargers. No. Okay. Nope. The Jags. The Jags got it.
Okay.
I got the Jags.
Sorry.
You know why I got the Jags? Because the Chargers last week lost to the Broncos. Once you lose to the Broncos, you lose forever.
By the way, I meant to go back and say this. I think the Seattle game will be closer than it needs to be.
I hope so.
But I still think 49ers won by two scores.
Says a 49er fan.
Yeah, yes, I'm a 49er fan. And by the way, two scores can just mean 9 points. I don't mean it's going to be like a 37-point blowout.
It's not going to be 9 points. It won't. There will be a 37-point blowout. Maybe not 37 exactly, but I think it'll be three scores.
In the favor of the Seahawks?
Obviously.
Okay.
No, I think if the 49ers are going to win, it'll be a blowout. But if the Seahawks win, it's going to be a close game.
I mean,
that's what I think.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Okay. Dolphins at Bills.
Bills.
By the way, I think if the Dolphins had a quarterback, it might be a closer game.
Is Tua not playing?
I don't know. Is he ever playing again? He gets a concussion every other week. Like, I really don't know. He's out right now with his third concussion of the season, even though they're saying it's only his second because somehow that first one wasn't a concussion, but whatever. Ravens at Bengals.
Bengals.
Right now.
Bengals.
We don't know about Lamar Jackson.
Bengals.
If Lamar Jackson plays.
Bengals.
Okay. Here's another thing. That is not only beating a team three times. No, the Ravens beat them the first time. The Bengals beat them this time. But they played this week. They play again at the same stadium.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I'm actually going to go with the Ravens with the upset. There has to be. There's always an upset. I'm going to go Ravens upset, just so you know. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who said that I haven't already decided upon an upset?
Ooh, Giants-Vikings.
Giants.
Dang. Okay. I'm going to come back to that in a second. Bucks-Cowboys. Or Cowboys at Bucks.
Bucks.
Bucks? Mm-hmm. That's two upsets.
It's because it's the playoffs.
Playoffs?
And it's Tom Brady. Tom Brady's going to... Now, someone told me this earlier today. Said, Tom Brady's going to win a Super Bowl with the losing record.
Hmm. Interesting. What is the record right now? 7-9? No.
Whatever 10, losing is.
7-8, 7-9, 7-10.
I don't know. One of those two.
6-11. Okay. So here's where I'm at on the Giants Vikings. I think the Vikings are a scary team. But someone reminded me today that the Vikings either win 1-point games or lose by like 30. So maybe I'm not as scared for the Vikings, but I just, again, as a completely selfish 49er fan here, I don't love the prospect of playing the Vikings in the second round.
I would love that. That'd be cool.
You would love playing the Vikings?
Yeah.
Just to get to the second round, you're saying?
What?
Are you saying this as a Seattle fan, you would love to actually play the Vikings, or you just would be happy to be in the second round? What are you saying?
Both. If we get to the second round, I would want to play the Vikings. We wouldn't, but I would want to play the Vikings.
Right. Why would you want to play the Vikings?
Well, because of all the teams, I think the Vikings are the least consistent.
I would agree there. The Cowboys are an interesting team. They should be good, but Dak is not playing well. That was a lot of interception.
Sounds like a Cowboys fan. You said they should be good.
Well, technically on paper, they should be good.
That's what a Cowboys fan says.
No,
a
Cowboys fan says we're going to win the Super Bowl.
That's basically what you just said.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Good does not mean Super Bowl good. It just means that, okay.
Good means going to win a Super Bowl.
All right, so under your scenario, Seattle would play the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And the Bucks and Giants would play. Mm-hmm. I can only do this now because, I mean, maybe you win next week. But Seattle Eagles, who you like? Birds versus birds.
Well, if the Seahawks and the Eagles play, the Seahawks are going to win, all right? I'm not crazy. It's because, you know, it's the bye week. The Eagles, it's going to get to the Eagles. We are already in their heads.
I'm going to be honest. The Eagles didn't look good. They did not look good.
Which is why we're going to win. Which, you know, why that terrifies me. Because then it's the Bucks and the Giants. And the Bucks are not gonna lose to the Giants. And then it's the Bucks and the Seahawks.
A Seahawks.
And they've played already this year.
Tampa.
And they've played already this year, and the Bucks won.
It would be in Tampa.
It was a good game. If Geno Smith plays good, the Seahawks win. If Geno Smith doesn't play good, then Tom Brady's going to win a Super Bowl again.
So you just laid out a path for the Seahawks to get to the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Wow. Wow.
And it all started when Geno Smith... Then right back. That's when it started.
Oh, man. All right. So Yeah. All right. Well, so that's the segment. That's the pick 'em segment. We'll come back and check on the how you did next this week. Coming
now, technically,
up,
I still can go 3-5.
How?
Because if somebody gets hurt, we can just like void one of the questions or whatever. Or like 3-5.
Sounds I mean, good. Overall, which is hilarious, you are. Oh, so minus 6. You are 13-7 overall.
13, correct. 7 incorrect?
Correct.
So that's, there's been 20?
Yes.
So 13 for 20?
Which is like 60-ish%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see.
It's also like 70-ish something percent. But
is it?
Yeah.
13 for 20, 65.
Yes, I meant 65-ish.
All right. So with that, I think.
Never mind. I was wrong.
What else? Before we get to the most anticipated segment in all of sports, we do need to thank our other sponsor. But before we do that, I would like for you to tell the world what happened last Tuesday night. Did we talk about Donnie? We already talked about Donnie dropping 71, didn't we?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we did. Yeah, we did. We talked about Donnie dropping. We did.
Your job.
It is my job.
Also player of the week this week.
Yeah.
You know who was player of the week? LeBron James.
Do you also want to know what was crazy, though?
LeBron James is dope.
Wait, they had two players of the week from the West? Oh, he's in the East now. Gosh. I know. I love how you're looking at a camera that's not.
No, there's
operating.
No camera there. The camera's facing that way. Camera's not even on.
So here's the thing for me. Did you see the NBA coming out saying how the 71-point game shouldn't have happened?
The what?
The 71-point game should not have happened.
What'd they say?
Because Donovan Mitchell stepped on in the free throw lane early on the incredible putback.
Well, maybe they should just foul, deal with it.
A violation.
And quit hiring terrible refs or something. I don't know. Maybe they should just get over it and suck it up.
Okay.
The league is soft.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
back in my day.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
He would have crossed that line. I would have punched him in the throat. He would have been in the hospital for as many points as he had, as many days as he scored. He'd be in the hospital for that amount of days.
You're physically injuring opponents now?
Back in my day, I would have also bet on that game before the game started. I would have bet that he was scored 71 because I have a gambling problem.
What is happening right now? What? What else? What?
I'm Michael Jordan. Anyway, as we were saying.
All right. So, listen, we want to thank our other sponsor. Guys, if you're out there, guys, I need you to send a voicemail in, okay? Because we need voicemails so we can answer them, so Royce can answer back with his thoughts to your questions. So if you want to leave a voicemail, here is the number. I never do this because it's always in the description, but it's apparently not working. So 502-694-6025. That's 502-694-6025. It is a number that you call and it'll go straight to voicemail. And that's it. You leave it. We answer it. We play it. You get to hear your voice on the podcast, and it's fun. So call and leave us a voicemail. So with that, we want to thank MR Detail
Works,
because it's very simple. Their mission is to provide high quality service in a timely manner. If you want to get a hold of them, you can visit them at MR Detail Work. That's WORX.com. Get your car detailed, cleaned, get your whip right. Where's those when I say whip? Get your whip dripped. Get the drip whip. Get the whip dripped. Right. That's what them young is saying. So with that, let's play the second greatest jingle of all time.
Take a look at your whip. Is it new? Is it from 2006? It could be a Lamborghini, Cadillac, a Buick. Either way, we making sure that your ride is legit. If you got a nick, a scratch, we could buff that out. Yeah, car feeling messy, don't let it stress you out. You're gonna leave with the shine that's as clean as these rhymes. From the hood to the rim, got the wax. You want that advantage, the finished ceramic, protected from damage, so fresh and so lavish. Now that you heard, yeah, why don't you spread that word? The best service in town is at MR Detail Works.
And with that, let's move to the most anticipated segment in all of sports, where Royce ranks them. And we are continuing a theme of NBA basketballers. Last week, we did the 80s. Mm-hmm. This week, I assume, unless you're going to throw me for a loop, we're going to do the 90s.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Do we have any honorable mentions?
Yeah, we do. Shaquille O'Neal.
What?
Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal.
Is an honorable mention.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you confused about my selection here?
Maybe. We'll see. You haven't given it yet.
Okay.
For you, just making sure that we're on the same page, what team did Mr. O'Neal play for in the 90s?
He played for the Orlando Magic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay, just making sure we were on the same page there. All right. Okay, I'm very interested to know this list now.
All right.
Any other honorable mentions?
No.
Or were you going to give me Mr. Shaquille's stats?
I mean, I was thinking about it.
You don't have to.
He averaged, I don't know what he averaged, it doesn't even matter. 6-time All-Star, and he was a scoring champion and a Rookie of the Year. And he made the first team 1 year. He averaged 27 points a game, 12 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Very good statistics, but
was he not an NBA champion yet?
No.
I thought he won his first one in 99. Okay.
You thought incorrectly.
Who won in 99?
Somebody else. I can tell you it wasn't him.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Moving on. Number five.
Scottie Pippen.
Interesting. I was wondering if Scottie was going to make your list.
Yeah. Michael Jordan would have made this list if Scottie didn't make my list. Bum.
Oh, the San Antonio Spurs won in 99. That's right.
Hey, the Spurs won in 99. I actually knew that.
So Scottward Pippen, what is his stats?
6-time champion, 7-time All-Star, 3-time All-NBA first team, 8-time All-Defensive first team. He averaged 19 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals a game.
Do you think that Scottie Pippen is one of the most underrated players in the history of college?
Absolutely. And I think Michael Jordan is one of the most overrated players in the history of basketball. James Naismith could be Michael Jordan in a one-on-one. James Naismith could beat everyone in a one-on-one because he gets to make up the rules. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, that seems a little personal. So,
yep. No, he just can. He just makes up the rules because he invented the sport.
Okay.
He just gets to do that. Do you make it football? Oh, and just call it basketball. Anyway, number four, Karl Malone.
Okay.
2-time MVP, 9-time All-Star, 10-time All-NBA first team, 3-time defensive first team. He averaged 27, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, and that's what he did.
The mailman, I don't know. Here's someone who grew up in the 90s. I agree with you. He has to be on the list. He's just always the guy that just never could win a championship.
Mm-hmm. I almost put Charles Barkley on this list also, but he wasn't that good. So he also didn't win a championship.
Right. A lot of people didn't win a championship because of the Bulls.
Yeah.
All right. Number three.
Number three, David Robinson.
The Admiral. He has a 70-point game.
Yes.
Okay. Give me some stats.
NBA champion, NBA MVP, defensive player of the year, 8-time All-Star, 4. Eight-time All-Star, four-time All-Defensive First Team, and the Rookie of the Year. He averaged 24 points a game, 12 rebounds, 3 blocks.
And, yeah, has he won it in 99?
Yeah, that's why I knew that.
Okay, I can't argue with that. All right, number two.
Number two, Hakeem Olajuwon.
The Dream?
Yes.
He's a two-time NBA champion in the 90s, right?
Yeah, two-time champion. Two-time finals MVP, by the way. Just saying. Just adding that in there. MVP, 7-time All-Star, 3-time All-NBA First Team, 3-time All-Defensive First Team. And he averaged 24, 12 rebounds, 3.5 blocks a game. He only was second because he won 2 championships. That's the only reason.
You mean he would have been first if it weren't?
No, if he didn't win 2 championships.
Oh, he wouldn't have been on the list?
No.
Gotcha. No. Okay.
Well, he might have been like at the bottom.
Number one then.
Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman is number one. He's tied with Steve Kerr and John Paxson.
Did the Bad Boys, I know they won. He won his 2 championships. When did they win theirs?
Like 88, 89.
Who won in 90?
Who won in the year 90?
The Pistons. Yeah, the Pistons won.
Yeah, they won in 88 and 89. That was the first season. And then the other one was 89, 90. That's what I was going to say, but you cut me off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know what I was saying. It's because Dennis Rodman technically is a 4-time champion in the 90s.
Yeah. Which is why he's number one. Nobody else is doing that.
So, all jokes aside, is he really number one?
No, it's Mike Jordan.
Okay, just making sure. And I mean, I know it pained you to...
No, it's fine. It's fine. It doesn't pain me. It actually makes me feel good.
Why?
Because this is the only list he's on.
Sure.
Well, he was on the other one, but he was at the very bottom of the list, actually.
All right, so
yeah, he can...
Give us his stats.
Have a great time. 6-time champion, 6-time finals MVP, 4-time MVP, 7-time All-Star. Seven-time All-NBA first team.
2-time retiree.
Yeah. He averaged 30.8 points per game, 5 assists, and 6 rebounds, and 2 steals. Years played in the 90s, 1990 to 1993, 1995 to 1998. And then he came back again after 1998. Went to play in Washington.
He's definitely like... And listen, clearly greatest of the 90s and will always be an argument for the greatest of all time.
No, it won't.
The one thing for me, and I just wish someone would come out and tell the truth about why he retired the first time, because a lot of people saying it was his dad and all those things, and that could be true. But there's also a lot of people saying it was forced from the gambling and those things. You've watched the...
You just talk about his gambling right now, but when I said...
No, you went on a rant, bro, and talk about putting people in the hospital for 70 days.
That's because that's what...
They didn't do that in the 80s.
I meant the, yeah, because it's the 90s, not the 80s.
But anyway, I just wish I could know, because for me, I do feel slightly robbed, because I think...
You think you should have been number one on my list?
No.
Me too.
What if he never, if he never retires, do they win 8 in a row?
No. No, they don't. Because the Rockets would beat him. That Rockets team is just better than them. They lost some very crucial pieces after that second championship.
I just think that the
thing... probably lost one, at least one player.
I just think this. The Bulls, the year that Jordan didn't play with them, was it the first year? Still lost in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Exactly, which means that Michael Jordan just an unnecessary piece.
So I'm just saying,
a very good team.
If the Bulls were that good without him, if he's there, they probably win 8.
Says you.
Says me. Says, and that's fine. I just feel robbed.
You were like 10. You didn't even know what basketball was.
Okay. If you go back and watch the documentary, I'm one of those little kids that are like, oh my gosh, MJ like Mike. If I could be like Mike, I want to be like Mike. Yeah, that was me. Like, we used to sit there off the backboard, under the French fries, over the thing with the Larry Bird commercial.
LeBron's McDonald's commercial was actually better than that one.
Man.
Because they didn't need to shoot. They just did a bunch of dunks.
And I'm just telling you,
it wasn't as cool because Larry Bird carried the first commercial.
Those Dream Team unis, all that stuff. Like, it was just, listen. Basketball, and I actually believe this, and it is what it is. I do not think that basketball will ever be as good from a main stage sport that it was in the 90s, because football wasn't what it is now. The big conglomerate, you couldn't watch every game like you can now. And baseball was coming off of a strike. So like, from that time when everybody watched it, like, that's what we talked about when we went to school. That's what we talked about. Like, you came home and you watched it. Like, dude, I'm just telling you. So I hope that you will get to experience it, but I just don't think that we will, because there's too much diversity in TV now, right? Like, you can watch anything that you want on TV, stream it, whatever, YouTube. We have those options. Oh, you just had to watch the game of the week on Sunday.
Sounds like that basketball was only exciting because there were no other options. That's what it sounds like.
I mean, yes.
Oh. Looks like Michael Jordan isn't that good after all. Nobody really wanted to watch him. They were forced to watch him. Television. Here comes the airplane, and it was basketball.
Are you really comparing to? Yeah. Open up wide.
It was like that.
Oh, that's great. That is a great analogy. It could be. You've given me some good sound bites today. All right. Well, listen. I am actually enjoying this list. I didn't enjoy the 60s that much, but I'm enjoying.
Yeah, because you didn't know any people in the list.
I didn't know, because I wasn't alive back then. And
I also was not alive back then.
I know, but I don't follow black and white basketball, I guess. Whatever. So, listen, that's a good list. That's worst ranked some segment. Players of the 90s. So, with that, let's move to the close. Let's land the plane. See what I did there? Mm-hmm. What you got for the people?
Today. By the way, since nobody decided to mention it, today is January 10th, 2023.
I did that.
Tuesday. No, you didn't. You definitely didn't.
I did at the very beginning.
I don't think you did. Anyway, today is George Foreman's birthday today, and also Glenn Robinson. Today, January 10th.
I made the Georgia joke. I was like, remember what happened yesterday on January 9th?
I'm pretty sure you said it was January 9th.
The beauty about recording a podcast is you can literally go back and listen. So we'll find out here. Oh, man. All right. Well, here's the deal. This time next week, we will have 6 less teams in the NFL playoffs. So there's that.
Maybe. Yeah. I know my Super Bowl matchup. I won't tell you yet. You just have to. Because you just have to watch the next episode of Royce's Thoughts. Find out.
I like that. I like that. Teasing for next time. All right. Well, with that, I ain't got anything else. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right. We out of here. Peace.